This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. Time now for the week's top ag news.
There has been optimism this past week about a thaw in the Canada and U.S. trade negotiations. Jake Parker, Senior Vice President of the U.S.-China Business Council.
So I think what's been announced today or overnight by the Chinese government is that the two sides have agreed to lockstep tariff de-escalation over time. I think that aligns with what we've been hearing over the last number of months from the U.S. government, that as part of any agreement, there would be performance metrics that are built in that when China met certain requirements or implemented on its commitments, then additional tariffs could be drawn back. It's important to note, however, that if that implementation doesn't follow through, then tariffs could potentially come back into force. So this is a double-edged sword.
There's a low level of trust on the U.S. side, given the actions of China in the past.
There's a feeling that many of China's commitments in the past haven't been fully implemented. So I think what we're hearing is that this dispute resolution mechanism or enforcement mechanism, depending on how you want to talk about it, every month the deputy level officials will meet. Once a quarter, the principal level officials will meet. They'll be Ambassador Lighthizer, Secretary Mnuchin, Vice Premier Liu He. And then at some point during the year, there'll also be a presidential meeting, which will allow different levels to raise issues and also ensure implementation is happening to the fullest extent.
Meanwhile, the plans to sign a trade deal are still a bit elusive. Where it will be signed is also an unknown.
If they were to come to the United States, there's a couple of different factors to keep in mind. One, I know the Chinese government believes that they would like to have a state visit to send a state leader. If that doesn't happen, there needs to be some kind of concessions that are offered by the U.S. government that would allow the Chinese government to contextualize to a domestic Chinese audience that they're not capitulating to the United States by coming to the U.S. to sign what they would consider to be an unfair agreement. Now, if it's in a neutral ground in Europe or in South America or somewhere else, that creates a little more flexibility on both sides.
President Trump on Friday dismissing a Chinese official's assertion that his administration has agreed to roll back some of the higher tariffs it's imposed on Chinese goods. The Chinese official had said Thursday the two sides had agreed to a phased cancellation of their tariff hikes as part of the emerging trade deal. Trump's pushback, suggesting that negotiations have not progressed as far as hoped as the world's two biggest economies struggle to negotiate an end to their trade war. The two sides have been working on an initial phase one deal that was announced October 12th, but that deal still not finalized.